Hey guys, welcome to the Star Child Weekly Reading for December 28th through January 4th, 2025. I'm Jessica Blankenship. I'm going to walk you through the astrology of this week, and I want to start at the end of the week. I want to start with Saturday, January 3rd, because that's when we're having the full moon in Cancer, and I want to explain what we're building into and then go backwards and explain the run-up into that, because this full moon that we're having on January 3rd is a really big one. It's a really loud one, and it's one that gives us, I think, a lot of potential to get so much work done that's like it's just kicking off the new year in this very effective way. If you've been listening to any of the readings over, especially the last month, I've started talking more about what 2026 is going to be about for us as told by astrology. What astrology tells us is that this is 2026 is a year of, like, to be horribly cliche about it, new beginnings. But it is a year about new beginnings. Like, forget about the calendar that tells us it's January, and so it's like a new beginning, like whatever. It's not what I'm talking about. The astrological calendar, the calendar of the earth really is completely different. So whatever, fuck that calendar. What I will say is that 2026 is this time of new beginnings because that's just where we are. 2025 was a lot about change. It was a massive amount of change. We had all these outer planets changing signs, which indicates to us that the conditions that we're existing in are fundamentally altered from what they were before. It's not just that we're different. We're always different. We're always evolving. Our personal lives are always changing and fluctuating, and we are as well, and that's fine. Like, we're small potatoes, you know? Like, the conditions within us happen so for such a brief amount of time that, of course, they're always changing. We're not static. So that we're used to. We're going to get eclipses every year. We're going to have our personal planets doing a bunch of bullshit every year. And we are always going to be changing. What does not happen every year is that the outer planets, which in astrology tell the tale of the broader collective conditions that we are existing within, they do not change signs every year. And they definitely don't all change signs in the same year. And that's what 2025 was about. I won't belabor that because we've been talking about it literally all year. But we did have Pluto change signs at the very end of last year. We had Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Jupiter. Everybody was fucking changing signs this year. So when we go into next year, we're not only dealing with a situation where our outer planets are somewhere new, and not even just a situation where they are all in new places, which the cumulative effect of that says to us, like, we're truly existing in like a new era of our lives. But also, significantly, a couple of those outer planets, Saturn and Neptune, are going from the last sign of the zodiac, Pisces, to the first sign of the zodiac, Aries. Aries is the cardinal fire sign. It is the initiator, the action-oriented initiator. It is breaking new ground. It's charging forward. It's ruled by Mars. You can't really get in its way. And it is, you know, in astrology, Aries is like a new, it's a new day. It's a new thing. It's a new beginning. It's quite literally back to ground zero. It's back to square one. And it's starting something new. And Neptune is all about, well, whatever. We're not going to dig into that too much. This could go in a lot of different rabbit holes. And we will talk about that plenty because Neptune and Saturn briefly dipped into Aries earlier this year. And then they've been retrograding a little back into Pisces to wrap up that stuff. Like, this whole fall and the early part of winter has been about revisiting the old structures, the old dreams, the old paradigm, the old way of doing things, and making sure that we're tidying all of that up. We're wrapping it up, sealing it with a kiss, and getting the fuck out. We're done. So that we can then move on and build the next thing. And that's what we're getting into now. The reason I say all of that is because I feel like this new moon, which is full moon, which is happening January 3rd, is a very strong sort of initial thrust in that direction. Because Saturn is like, you know, it's an outer planet, but it's the one that is like still the most personally, I think, connected to us. It's kind of like a gateway planet. And so like what it does is it is speaking to the exterior conditions. It's not like so deeply tied to our tiny little personal lives, but it has a real chokehold on us. And it assigns us our homework, and it tells us what we've got to do, and it gives us the reality check, and it keeps us in line and gives us the container within which we're going to do the necessary important work of our lives. Saturn is a really important planet for all of us. And where it goes and what it does is going to give us some really strong cues about where to put our own energy and where we are undergoing a process of learning and correction and firming up and getting real. And we need that at any given time. So wherever Saturn is, that's where we're doing that work. Saturn's moving somewhere new, and it's moving into this cardinal fire sign. So it is like, what is the work that we're doing, and like the thing that we're building, the thing we're initiating with that work that we're doing? This full moon is happening in Cancer. But when you're talking about a full moon, it's really, or any lunation, it's happening in two signs. A new moon is always affecting two signs, and a full moon is always affecting two signs. Because what is a full moon? It is the sun making an opposition to the moon. So the moon is technically in Cancer, and we'll get to the Cancer part of this. It's obviously quite relevant. But across from Cancer is Capricorn. The sun is in Capricorn, which is ruled by Saturn. Right now, with this full moon, we not only have the sun sitting over in Capricorn, we have an absolute pileup of personal planets in Capricorn, very close together. We have Mars in Capricorn, which we've talked about a lot recently because it's the ruling planet of Aries. It's the motor, you know, it's the engine that makes us go. It's how we assert our effort. It's where we're doing work. It's where we're feeling driven and passionate. And it does really well in Capricorn. So it's been there for several weeks now. It is sitting very, very close to the sun. Venus is sitting very, very close to the sun. It is also there in Capricorn. Mercury has just come into Capricorn. So we have Mercury, Venus, and Mars all in Capricorn with the sun. So to say that right now our focus is really rooted in Capricorn would be a hilarious understatement. We are so in Capricorn energy right now, and we are so pulled into that part of our chart and our lives. So our charts are broken up into 12 pieces, which we call houses, and each house represents a different part of our life. And right now, wherever the Capricorn house is for you in your chart, is so intensely under the spotlight. It's where you are feeling, where your mind is at. It's what you're thinking about. It is where you are feeling really motivated and driven. It's where like the operation center of your whole energy is right now. It's getting a lot of your attention. And Venus being right there also means, sure, very literally that has a lot to do with your relationships. But also Venus just brings a dose of ease and like flow into anywhere that she goes. So right now we've got all of this energy built up in the Capricorn part of our chart. And Venus is right there in the middle of it to kind of bless all this work that we're doing in a way. And also, you know, because our relationships are very, very centered in what's going on right now. I know I'm throwing like a lot of information at us. I just want to bring us into this moment because even since last week that the loudness of the Capricorn energy has become so much amplified. And when we're having this full moon, literally the sun is at 13 degrees. I'm going to get really detailed now. The sun is at 13 degrees of Capricorn. Venus is at 12. Mars is at 14. Like Venus and Mars are just totally flanking the sun as it is exacting this full moon. So when I say that this is a really, really loud and very personal and very consequential full moon, I mean it. You know, full moons are, I really, really mean it. Full moons are culminating moments always. They bring a ton of energy. They feel like this is the peaking moment of whatever I've been working on for the last few weeks, whatever I've been working on for the last 6 months. Think about what was happening in your life 6 months ago, which would have been the new moon in Cancer, especially when it comes to this part of your chart, the Capricorn part of your chart, and the Cancer part of your chart. Thinking about that, think about what you've been growing since then. Think about what's been building and what is in this moment of culmination right now. Because I imagine that, you know, we're always thinking about that around full moons. I just think this one's going to feel really loaded and really personal. And so over in Cancer, well, first of all, a full moon in Cancer, I think, is always one of my favorite full moons to work with because Cancer is ruled by the moon. So the moon loves to be there. But this time, it's even better because we have Jupiter in Cancer. Jupiter also loves to be in Cancer. I know it sounds like I'm saying everyone has a good time in Cancer. It's not true. If you were around a year ago, Mars was in Cancer and we were all in misery a year ago. It was awful. Not everybody loves Cancer. The moon and Jupiter, they do. And they're both there for this full moon. This is a full moon that is co-present with Jupiter, which gives it so much optimism and so much possibility. Like, this full moon is truly being blessed by the two benefic planets, the good guys, the planets that bring a lot of helpful, supportive, encouraging, sweet, hopeful, optimistic, can-do, you know, generous energy to things. And that's Venus and Jupiter. They're both involved. Jupiter is sitting over there with the moon in Cancer, and Venus is snuggled right up to the sun as it is opposing the moon and having the full moon. We've got all of this support and all of this focus. And there's also, I think, just like a real sense of urgency, but also ease at the same time. You know, like Capricorn doesn't fuck around. It knows what it needs to do. It knows what it wants, especially with Venus in Capricorn. Venus in Capricorn is all about being very clear and unrelenting about what it is that you want, what matters to you, what's valuable to you, who do you care about, what are you willing to do for that, how are you willing to, what work are you willing to do? And what limits are you willing to respect? What boundaries are you willing to put up? What structures are you going to put in place? What decisions are you going to make? What are you going to build to honor the people that you love and the things that matter to you? Like, how are you going to respond to the love that you feel with the work that you're willing to do? Like, what does that all mean? And also just being really clear about what it is that you want. What are your values? What is your desire? What is calling to you? Like, what are the things you feel drawn to? Let's be really clear about that. And then let's be really clear about doing the work and creating the container within which all of that can happen. And so we've got the motivation, you know, we've been feeling motivated about this in this part of our lives for weeks, because we've had Mars there. And now Mercury has just come in. So our brains and the logistics and the details are starting to come online with all of this. It's like we started doing work in this part of our chart weeks ago, and then Venus moved in and we started getting very, very crystal clear about what we want. Even if we were already kind of doing the work there, that refinement and clarity of desire and what it is that we want kind of followed just after that. We were already kind of doing it. And like before, like Venus was still in Sagittarius and we were kind of like exploring the options. We were seeing what's possible. And then it goes into Capricorn and what's possible gets distilled down to what is necessary. What is like in Sagittarius, it's like, here's everything that could happen. Here's what could be. And then we get into Capricorn and we're like, so what are we really going to do? What is it that we really want? And we started getting clear on that. And now that we've got Mercury here, we're like, what are the details? How do we put the systems in place? How do we make all this happen? How do we execute on all of this? And so we have all of these different energies working in tandem, in collaboration, toward a shared goal in the most structured and effective and determined and ambitious sign that we have. If Capricorn decides it's going to do something, it's going to fucking do it. And we've got all of our personal energy kind of focused there right now. And everything's on the same page. Like, we know what we need to do. We know how to do it. We know what we want. We know the work that needs to be done. We're really clear on all of that. And with this full moon, it's not like everything's happening all in one day. But this is that culminating moment where we also feel a real injection of optimism, a real injection of there's something about this that is like, it's not hard, you know? That Cancer full moon with everything else piled up in Capricorn gives us that infusion of care and tenderness and nurturing and intuitive understanding of how to work with all of this. Like, there is a real opening, like that sort of very watery, very Cancer intuitive sense, that emotional intelligence. It isn't incompatible with that very practical earth sign Capricorn way of doing things. Like, yes, we need to notice the facts on the ground. We need to be practical. We need to be unflinchingly realistic and totally dogged about building what we want and being clear about what that is. Like, we really want to be very practical. We want to be really grounded in the reality of what needs to happen, for sure. But the full moon in Cancer is this like kind of undeniable reminder that emotion plays a role in this, and it should play a role in this, and we should be feeling this. And if we can kind of make those two things work together, that's the magic of the Capricorn Cancer axis. This is like a very loud expression of the energy of that axis all the time. Capricorn and Cancer are always sitting across from each other. And Capricorn is like, here's what's sensible and necessary and responsible to do. It's very, very responsible, of course. And it's not very known for being highly emotional. And Cancer is emotional as shit. It's like super emotional and very nurturing, very protective. And that's where they meet in the middle, is that protectiveness. There's the emotionality of it and the urge to do it, the urge to be protective. It has so much to do with family and home. Cancer is the natural sign. It's the fourth sign of the zodiac. It's the natural inhabitant of the fourth house, which is home and family and emotional foundations and what makes us feel safe, what feels like home, who feels like home, how we nurture and cultivate that. That is what Cancer is all about. And Capricorn is about legacy and responsibility and structure. And if you want to have that safe, that emotionally safe and fertile home base where you feel safe, where your loved ones feel safe, where it feels like fucking home. If you're going to have that, if you're going to feel protected and safe, you need to have the structures that make you protected and safe. And that is so much what the Capricorn Cancer axis is about. That is so much what this full moon is about. It is not like, let's look at everything responsibly and coldly and just do the work and do the things that need to happen and be like very driven and very like focused on just the material work that we're doing. This full moon reminds us why we're doing that. If we can stay connected to the emotional energy source of this whole thing, of all the things that we're building in 2026 and beyond, the work that we're doing, it's all coming from a place of, what do we care about? What are we wanting to protect? If we stay really connected to like, what is the thing that is motivating us and its emotional core? What are the emotional urges and impulses that drive us to build something with staying power, something that is solid and protective and lasting? It's going to keep us motivated. It's going to keep us with a really good, clear sense of purpose. And I think this full moon gives us a lot of that. And of course, Jupiter there just amplifies the whole thing. It's like a lucky little kiss over the whole thing. I hate calling Jupiter lucky because that's stupid. But it does feel that way sometimes. It just, it dials up the sense of potential. It dials up the amplitude of everything else that we're experiencing. And in this case, in Cancer, it's really making us feel very like full in our hearts about the shit that we care about that's motivating us to build the new things that we're building. And so this full moon is the kickoff to a year, you know, I'm not even going to say Saturn is the main character in 2026, but I do think there's a lot of Capricorn energy and Saturn energy that will be a guiding light for us in 2026, because Saturn is the planet that is going into Aries. It is really, really telling the story of we're building something new starting this year after 2025 being this huge year of change. Now it's what is the new thing that we're creating. And we're starting off the year with a very focused full moon in Cancer with Mars and Venus and Mercury all right there in Capricorn with the sun. And it's very much a moment that feels like let's get to work, and we know exactly what it is that's motivating us, and we kind of know what we need to do. And it's, I think it's going to set the tone for the work that we're going to continue doing over the course of this year, this coming year, and also, you know, the next couple of years that we've got Saturn in Aries. It's all about building something new. So I'm paying a lot of attention to this full moon. I'm really excited about this full moon. I am pretty excited about it. Okay, so that is happening on Saturday, January 3rd. And then I'm just going to very quickly walk back and talk about the rest of the week, but we will unpack more of that in the daily readings on the Today screen every day. Jumping back to the beginning of the week, either very, very early on the morning of Tuesday, December 30th, or very late in the evening on Monday, the 29th. So in the Monday, but we're definitely feeling it all day Monday. So let's just, fuck it, let's say Monday. Monday into Tuesday, we have Mercury making a square to Saturn. So there's definitely some kind of tricky, complicated problem that we're trying to figure out. There's a difficult conversation. There's maybe like we need to, you know, negotiate the terms of a plan or a contract or some sort of agreement, or figure out something that we need to do, some plan that's got like a lot of moving pieces. And we're either having a hard time like calibrating all those moving pieces and figuring out exactly how this all needs to work, and or we're having, we're having conversations where we're trying to communicate something to someone else and they're not loving it. This is the kind of astrology that is like conversations are hard. Getting to a place of understanding can be more difficult. I talked about this in a lot more detail. This actually could show up so many different ways, and I think all of them are really interesting. So listen to Monday's daily reading, because it was like a 12-minute daily reading. It's a really long one because I just kind of wanted to talk through the ways that this Mercury square to Saturn might show up. So that's an extra good daily reading to listen to. Then we get into Wednesday. We've got Mars making a sextile to the North Node. Again, really motivating, really inspiring, feeling really driven about moving forward, moving towards something, moving into like the next thing, like where we're being called to. It's like, the past is done. Let's move into the future. And we're feeling really driven about it. We're taking action. We're taking steps. And we're feeling like we want to. It's just very, very motivating. Honestly, even if you're not thinking about it in like a bigger picture kind of way, just on a mundane, what's the day going to be like? I think midweek we have a good amount of energy. Love that. When we get into Thursday, we've got Mercury. Listen, you've been hearing me say it. Mars did it. The sun did it. Venus did it. Every planet that is like leaving Sagittarius right now and moving into Capricorn is making these nice cheeky little squares to Saturn and Neptune. So on Monday/Tuesday, Mercury is squaring Saturn. Then on Thursday, Mercury is squaring Neptune just before it moves into Capricorn. So when Mercury squares Neptune, we're really having to work a little harder to figure out what is true and what's real. Like, where are we? It's possible. Like, is someone lying to us? Really is one question. Like, this is definitely the kind of astrology that's like, someone's not really being honest, or the way that I understood this is not the way that it really is. And sometimes it is untangling delusions and misapprehensions and wrong ways of thinking about something in our own minds. Like, I've been thinking about this in this way, and that's not true. And I'm coming up against the friction of that, either the friction and the fogginess of misunderstanding. There's a lot of that, but maybe it's either the fogginess of misunderstanding or the friction of realizing that you have misunderstood something, or that you have been wrongly informed, or that you were thinking about something in a way that isn't totally actually realistic or totally real. So it could be everything from like someone gave you the wrong information to, you know, attaching to like an idealized notion of something. Like, oh, I had this like dreamy, beautiful idea of what this job was going to be like, and I'm now realizing the reality of it is nothing like that at all. Or I was projecting this lovely, gorgeous ideal of what I imagined this person was like onto them, and that wasn't true at all, actually. The reality of them is very different. Or maybe this relationship was making me feel a certain way about myself, and I realized that that's not really accurate either. It could very simply be conversations that you're just missing each other. It's like you say one thing and they hear something else and vice versa. It's not, you know, there's just misunderstandings afoot, but whatever, it's going to pass. And then Mercury is going to move right into Capricorn, which is really helpful for getting clear about the facts. It's very sobering. Like Mercury at the very end of a mutable fire sign, Sagittarius, which is already not a very clear thinking place for Mercury. And the final degree of any sign is like a planet gets very tired there. It's very like, I'm over this bullshit. I would like to move on. Like any planet at the 29th last final degree of a sign is kind of done. So for Mercury to be in Sagittarius, a place where it doesn't think very clearly, doesn't operate in a very linear and organized way, isn't so good at sorting fact from fiction. Like it just doesn't do great in Sagittarius. At the very last degree of Sagittarius, making a square to Neptune, it can be kind of really hard to communicate clearly or think clearly or understand things with like that laser focused grasp on reality that we would all want. But it will pass when Mercury moves into Capricorn. And then we're getting, like I said, we start to get after that. I think things feel after Thursday start to feel a lot more clear, and we're getting a lot more locked in, and we're starting to get into some of that very focused and powerful full moon energy that we already talked about. On Friday, we also have the sun in Capricorn also making a sextile to the North Node like Mars did earlier in the week. And then Venus is doing that basically at the same time because they're all just like sitting quite close together. And then we're also in that full moon moment. So which actually reminds me, the thing that I didn't also say about this full moon that we have is that it is sitting in a sextile to the North Node. And the North Node is, it's the place that we are moving toward. It's like the karmic growth edge, the trajectory we're on. It's where we hunger toward. It's where we are growing into. It's like the future version of us and our lives. And it's the place that calls to us. So we're building all, again, it's just like, it's all going into that same theme of like, we want to be moving forward and we are doing the work to move forward. And we are feeling so, so in tune with that at this time of this full moon. So I really love it. Okay, there's actually a lot more to say about this week. There's a lot going on. But we'll save all that for the daily readings. That's enough for now. Okay, so I'll see you guys on the daily readings in the meantime, and I'll see you back here next week.